SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Tuesday. Let's get the good, my friend.
Oh, God. Congrats, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, our boy.
I mean, we could congratulate him on the wedding.
We could.
But we're going to congratulate him on the sex.
Yes, finally. Congratulations, Mr. Tebow.
Tebow was married in a private ceremony down in South Africa this past weekend. He actually had said there was three things he was looking forward to. The three things he said he was looking forward to was seeing her in her dress, that first kiss as a married couple, and their first dance.
What a sweet guy, isn't he?
Women everywhere went, aww.
Oh, God, he's such a dreamboat.
Men everywhere coughed a two-syllable word, basically.
Yeah, the dance.
Yeah.
Keep saying that.
Yep.
The dance.
That's what we all said, too.
Okay, can I just, I'm going to make a joke here. All right, listen, if I was Tim Tebow, and it would take me 30 seconds to get from "you may kiss the bride" to the car and just waving bye to everybody.
Car,
enjoy the cake.
Hell.
There's plenty of food. DJ is awesome. Stay as long as you want.
You know,
I'm leaving.
Say the dressing room.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hang a sock on the door.
I don't know where. I literally be like, help yourself to everything. You know what? Somebody else cut the cake. We're good. It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. No time wasted whatsoever. You know,
oh my God.
I mean, there's always that old adage that, you know, a lot of married couple on their wedding night, they don't do the deed. Right?
Right.
Because, you know, some are tired. Maybe some had a little bit too much fun at the party after the ceremony.
Sure.
Not our guy.
Tim Tebow.
He has been training this for all his entire life. Now, the only thing I wonder is if he was like Steve Carell in the 40-year virgin.
Yeah, right.
Or 40-year-old virgin. 40-year-old
virgin, right.
You
good
know,
for Tebow, though.
Maybe the first time wasn't all it was cracked up to be, but, you know, he probably rallied big time.
Good for Tebow. You know what? I've seen some of his Twitter posts. He seems very, very, very much in love.
Yes.
And you know what? He could have gone down the aisle with just about anybody.
Oh.
I'm sure there were more than enough willing women in the United States, yep, that would have gone down that aisle with him, and he waited and waited and waited and waited and waited to find the right person, and he found her, and he seems to really dig her, so God bless him.
Earlier in the show, we alluded to Jeter's starting lineup, if you will.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Tebow's might have been?
Yeah, right? It's true.
I mean, straight out, I mean, he was the greatest thing in college for at least two solid good years, maybe even... Yeah,
I said this after the national championship game. I thought he should have been one of the top 11. I think he could have represented last 30 years. If you had put Tebow up there, people might have said, no, it should have been Ricky Williams, or it should have been this guy, or it should have been, you know. I think if you put Tebow up there, most people would say, yeah, but Tebow, sure, why not?
But they should have done when they knew that Dick Butkus wasn't going to show up. Like, you know, spell him. Let's find two people who are going to be there.
Yeah.
But Tebow might not have been there. He might have already been in South Africa.
That's very true. Very
so, yes,
true.
Tebow is a married man to his Miss Universe bride.
Good for him. That's fantastic. Well played, Mr. Tebow.
Yes.
All right, so what's the bad then?
Bad is, you know, you and I fear technology sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, it does worry me.
There is an app. I'm going to read this question to you, okay?
Okay.
What if a stranger could snap your picture on the sidewalk, then use an app to quickly discover your name, address, and other details?
Okay, I would absolutely hate that.
A startup called Clearview AI has made that possible, and its app is currently being used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies in the U.S., including the FBI.
This can't be constitutional, can it?
The scary thing
is... But I guess it
is,
can be. I guess it can be if they... If somebody knew your name and looked you up, that wouldn't violate any laws.
Right.
So if they found out, if they used technology to find out, like, okay, you and I are walking down the street, and the FBI is looking at me for whatever reason, right? And they go, well, we don't, who is, we, he looks familiar, but we got to get his name. If they went up to you and said, who's that? That would be fine.
Take
if they found
further.
It on the computer, that would have been fine too.
If this app becomes downloadable to the public, who's to stop just some random people just taking your photo as you're standing in line at the local deli?
Yeah.
And grabbing all your info.
Phil Myers. Oh my God, it's you. Janice. Oh my God, you look great. You don't remember me, chemistry at Winthrop High School. That's Winthrop High School. Yeah, Winthrop, whatever. Yep. Remember, we all called it the same different things, remember? Yeah, like that. That's creepy. That's really creepy.
Very creepy. And I'm looking at it the other way. So if you start grabbing my information, you got my address. Maybe you got my phone number. You got my email. What's next? You know, next will be financial records. Next will be, you know, where my kids go to school. This is like a Pandora's box that we just don't need.
That's right.
And yet somebody's looking out there going, oh no, hey, you know, they'll spin the positives like, oh, you know, what if you were able to find that out and, you know, find out that guy is a predator of some sort.
It's always amazing to me. It really is. I have this weird feeling that if you were to say, here, if you look in this lens, you can see what society will look like in 200 years. Either two things are going to happen. Either the robots are going to just make us all slaves, or we're all going to just go back to having like little tiny farms living by ourselves in the middle of nowhere, like completely isolated from everybody. Like either way is working for me, right? But this can't sustain itself, can it? Where it's like, in terms of like, we all think this is good, but there's enough people to go, I don't think this is a good idea.
I just don't think, right? I mean, on the one hand, you look at it, like, you know, police are reporting like, oh, you know, we've used this type of app for years to help solve crimes and child, you know, from shoplifting to child sexual exploitation to murder. But then, you know, you look at the other side, it's like, oh, it could be used by a stalker.
Yeah, of course. That's my first thought, yeah.
I mean, this is dangerous territory that...
It's very dangerous because the scariest
not be announced, basically.
The scariest part is that when you're a parent and you teach your kids don't talk to strangers, right?
Yep.
Like you know, I'll never forget, like, my daughter, I remember she would hang out, she'd run around our neighborhood, right? We had we lived on a cul-de-sac. Her and the neighbors would run around like crazy, and I would say, remember, I don't care what anybody says. Do not help somebody look for their dog. Don't do any of that stuff. Don't talk. You know, don't like stay away from that. Just come get me if that ever happens, and I'll step in. But you can see where somebody could take a picture of a child and go, oh, you know, I know your dad, blah, blah, blah. I know where he works. I know, you know, a list of things.
Yeah.
And it might convince a child to go, oh, okay, dad, it's an emergency and dad sent you and you know all this stuff about my family. So you must be a family friend.
Right.
You know, it's scary stuff, man.
I know.
Scary
it's
stuff.
Crazy.
It is. But you know what it is? It's what we talk about all the time. The genie is out of the bottle. It's never going back in.
No, never.
You know, people just want to do this. They want to create this stuff.
You know
just
what?
To create it.
Insert this program into a robot now and just, you know, let's start Skynet right now.
Yeah, well, that's exactly
gonna
right.
You're going to have like the Robert Patrick Terminator just cruising around.
Exactly.
Showing photos of people like, have you seen this boy?
I hate to say that, but if you made a robot and you said, look, this robot's going to have AI in which it's going to destroy humans, somebody would still go, yeah, I know, but I got to make it, right? I mean, I have to do it.
It's
just the technology is too good to pass up. I got to do it.
Because it might destroy humans, but at the same time, it could be Rosie from the Jetsons.
Exactly. So we got to do it.
Who doesn't need Rosie from the Jetsons? We all need a Rosie in our life.
And it just makes it worse. Just makes it worse. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I'm going to have to give it to Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
Just stirring up controversy. You and I mentioned yesterday, alongside with Alex Smith, that these are two guys, and there's a whole other list, too. I saw somebody went out and was like, oh, what about Elvis Gerback? And I'm like, nobody cares about him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Elvis Gerback.
Or Steve, there was another guy. Who cares?
Burline?
Maybe Burline.
Yeah.
There's like a list of four or five quarterbacks that have played for the Niners and the Chiefs.
I'm sure, yeah.
But no, I got to give it to Joe Montana because yesterday he tweeted out a photo of his Chiefs jersey next to his Niners jersey and said, "No matter what, guarantee my team wins."
Yeah. Okay, I'm not digging that.
Yeah, and you know you can see what happened, right? Niner Nation was in uproar.
Of course. Listen, the Chiefs, his time with the Chiefs was a nice little epilogue to a career. It wasn't anything in there. It wasn't, you know, we led them to the AFC Championship game. I know that. But it wasn't how we remember him.
No.
Like, it's not, listen, I don't see Joe Montana. It's like when people tell me, you know, Johnny Unitas played for the Chargers, I couldn't care less. When somebody tells me, Bobby Orr, man, he played for the Blackhawks, I couldn't care less. I'm never going to remember them in those uniforms.
Never.
I'm only going to remember them in the uniforms that made them famous. Joe Montana is a 49er. It is okay to say that is my team. It is okay to say, while I loved my time in Kansas City, my heart is in San Francisco. Not to use a pun there, not to use a phrase from Tony Bennett. It's okay to say that. I think most Chief fans would say it's okay too.
Yeah, I think they get it. They would.
I think they would say, thank you for your borrowed time.
You know, thanks for almost getting us there.
But most of us remember you playing for the other team, so it's okay. Most of us remember when you said to the huddle in Super Bowl 23, look, there's John Candy over there. And everybody in the huddle said, we knew we were going to win the game.
I mean, what number do you associate Montana more with, 16 or 19?
16.
Yep. Easy.
For the love of Pete.
I mean,
Dwight Clark's catch, right? I mean, just the hit to John Taylor, the domination that they had over the Denver Broncos, right? This guy is a 49er and just needs to come out and say it, and it is okay. He has a beautiful penthouse in one of the high-rise buildings in San Francisco. He still lives there, if I'm not mistaken. It's okay to say that.
I guess
walk the fine line, Joe.
All the fever is coming from the fact too that he came out during the coin toss. I think during the, was it the Chiefs Titans game?
Was it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think.
Was it then?
No. It was last year. Chiefs Patriots.
Right. Okay.
But we can all get on board with that because, like, yes, anything to take down the Patriots. I don't care.
Sure.
Chiefs, bring them all back. I don't care if it was anyone who had a cup of coffee with you. Just bring them all back. We want to take down the Patriots. Listen, I mean, you know, I think it's cute that you can say, hey, guarantee my team wins the Super Bowl. But we all know what your team is.
Yeah, your team
stick with it.
Stick with it. Don't kill my childhood. Okay, my childhood was, when we come back, I'm going to tell the Joe Montana effect for me when I was younger that made me look at football in an entirely different way. But that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on SB Nation AM.